Good morning, tribe. I was just listening to a podcast. I'm out on a morning walk run. It's hot and steamy here. And this podcast happened to be on entrepreneurship. And just like, I feel so blessed to be able to do what I do. Not only because like it fills me with passion. Like I just love the idea of teaching my son, you can be anything you want to be. Despite the odds, you know, somebody like me who like basically quit college after six weeks, I finished a semester but failed two classes, attempted suicide at 17, eloped, was divorced before 21, and just all the things. I just love the idea of being able to show him you can do whatever you want if you just believe in yourself. And so I was sitting there listening to this podcast, and they were talking about, like, as entrepreneurs, one of the things that drives us is that we love the process. Like, there is nothing more that I love than to, like, create content and just, like, everything comes from me. And so I was thinking about all of you and how this applies to weight loss. And I was thinking, that's how I lost my weight. For the first time in my life, I decided to enjoy the process, figure out a way that I was going to love losing weight, and I was going to love my life, and I was going to figure it out unapologetically. And I just wanted to tell you guys this morning, like, if I could get all of you to do two things. One, it would be to be so grateful that you just have the chance to lose weight the way that I teach it. Because I'm teaching you how to love yourself, how to believe in yourself. It is so many of you are caught up in fear that you're not going to be able to eat, or fear that you're going to be hungry. And I am just like, do you know that you had a 400 trillion and one chance of being a human? That is the odds of becoming a human when you think about all the sperm and eggs out there and all the chances of actually being able to be on this earth. Like, we're the lucky ones. We get a chance at this life. And so many of us are sitting around shitting on it just unnecessarily day after day, when the opportunity to figure out, how do I want to do this human experience? How do I want to enjoy food? How do I want to, like, stop using it against myself? Like, I just think about that stuff. So it's like, one, if I could get you all to just step back from the judgment and the fear and the worry and just bathe in a little bit of just gratitude that you get to do it different than anyone else out there right now. And then the other part is enjoy the process. Like, I just think that becoming healthy is one of the most fun things I ever did. Like, y'all think, like, losing weight, sometimes I hear y'all, you act like it's just so hard, it's such a chore, and all this other stuff. I remember my weight loss journey. And guys, do not forget, I started at 250, depressed, postpartum, and full of zero good habits. And I decided I was going to love it. And I was going to figure out how to love it. And I was going to be on the hunt for all of it. And I was going to experiment and try new things. And just, like, basically wipe away all the old shitty thoughts that I had. Like, if I caught myself thinking something, I would say, like, do not think that. That is what the fat version of us always thought. And we are not her anymore. Even when I was, like, 240. I stopped identifying as the fat version of me. I started making myself think about who I was becoming and loving the process and being excited about figuring it out, knowing that I was going to make mistakes and stuff. Guys, I'm going to tell you, it's the secret to all of it. So if I could give you any kind of word of advice this morning, it's number one, be so grateful that you're here. And that you get the opportunity, and not just in PNP, but you're, like, literally here in a place in your brain that wants this. So many people are going to sit around and say, it's not for me. It's too hard for me. I've always been, and I teach you to not get stuck in that shit. So be in that space first, and then just like today, ask yourself, how am I going to enjoy this process? How do I enjoy the process today? What ways can I start enjoying this? And find the fun in it. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's just trying a vegetable. Figure out, like I did, how to find more fun than you're finding problems. I'm all about us finding our problems, but I want you to find your problems and be fucking grateful that you have. I don't want you to be sitting there going, well, I don't want to see my problems because then I'll feel bad. No, you won't. The feeling bad about your problems is optional. When I find problems in my life, I don't sit there and feel bad that I found problems. You know what I do? I'm fucking grateful that I found problems so I can do something about it. It's like, I want to clear out everything that's in my way all the time. It's just like, there's all kinds of stuff that happens behind the scenes of PNP that I have to figure out all the time because I enjoy the process of helping y'all. Even if it means feeling like a dumbass until I get something fixed, until I spend 3 hours researching, like, how does this link work? There's all the things. I just want you guys to like be grateful today and just figure out, like, ask yourself, how am I going to enjoy this process today? That's all I got.